Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Romania. Romania is an ally of the United States. It is a member of NATO. It is a member of the EU. It's on the front lines in the war in Ukraine. It borders Ukraine. It borders Moldova in the crosshairs, we're told. It is on the Black Sea. It has an exclusive economic zone in the Black Sea. And on the 13th of September, it is understood the Russians attacked a Turkish freighter carrying Ukrainian grain in the exclusive economic zone of Romania on its way to Egypt, to North Africa, with food. And the attack was seen in some fashion as being a warning sign of what Russia can do in the event the U.S. gives permission to London, gives permission to Kyiv to use Storm Shadow missiles to strike inside Russia against what we presume are military bases. All of that is a way of describing the fog of war. And I welcome Antonio Calabashanu of the Geopolitical Futures. She's an analyst. She also is a professor at Bucharest. She's in Romania. To help me first with the storm shadow story, how it's seen from Bucharest's point of view, because Romania and Antonio are on the front lines. It's well and good to have the debate in Washington, but the front lines are what is vulnerable. Antonio, a very good evening to you. The attack on the Turkish freighter in your economic zone, was it seen as a warning sign by Russia, a random act of mayhem, a strike against Ukraine and not Romania? How did your capital regard it? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Indeed, in Romania, we are getting a bit more anxious because we are seeing the attack in the Black Sea as a warning. And Romania has been confronted also with some suspicious drone attacks and drone overflights, so to say, in its territory and near its territory on the border, which are all saying and sending the same message. Russia is getting more aggressive, and obviously Romanian government, Romanian military is also are also getting more anxious about what could happen should Moscow grow its aggressive manners and get towards southern Ukraine, which is believed will happen, especially if the West grants permission for the long missiles to attack Russian targets. So, yes, we are pretty much feeling the fog of war. There are a lot of political statements being made. We also have exercises for emergency cases, for instance, for the first time in Romania. It is not clear if such exercises, civil exercises for emergency cases, and it's not very clear if these are related to what is going on right now in the Black Sea region and in Ukraine, but obviously speculation is pretty high and everyone is linking to the potential of increased tensions and increased aggression from the Russian side. So yeah, there is the feeling is mixed, and for the first time I think there is a lot of tension being felt in Romania proper.
You are NATO, and if attacked, NATO is Article 5.
Yes, that is correct. But at the same time, in the level of things, an attack is better not to happen than to happen. Because one of the scenarios that were very much discussed, and I think I also pointed in one of my analyses, Russia only needs to test. And in the case of an accident where an attack is being done, but is being discussed to be an accident and not necessarily a direct attack on a NATO member, NATO will have to decide whether that is a case of an Article 5 or not. And days will pass until a decision is being taken, because as we know, NATO is a political organization after all. So for Romania, that means that we need to defend ourselves, right? So that is why the anxiety is growing, and that is why the MOD and the government in general are discussing scenarios for defending the country now, because obviously we are expecting an escalation.
To your knowledge, are there American military personnel in Romania now?
Yes. So the U.S. Has actually announced today, and if I'm not mistaken, I have seen news coming out today that the United States Naval Special Warfare will actually increase its presence in Romania and will work with the Romanian military in the Black Sea area. And obviously, there is also U.S. presence and NATO presence at the Black Sea base called Kogalnichano base nearby Constanza. So there is U.S. presence in Romania at the moment.
And one other issue that is not directly related to the Ukrainian war, but is certainly at the top of the concerns for all of Europe, is migration. Germany's restricted its borders in some fashion, east and north. Your EU, your NATO, you tell me your Air Schengen, which means that someone can fly in and not be challenged. However, do you have concerns about migration in Romania? Do you have a refugee population?
We do not have a refugee population similar to Germany, because obviously Germany is the place to go when you're a refugee from the Middle East, for instance. What we do have, and we are concerned, is the potential for increased refugees from the East, which means Moldova or Ukraine, which we did have. However, because we are not part of Schengen, and because we do want to be part of Schengen for trade, obviously it is more important to have open borders and more efficient to have open borders if you want to have the trade flow working properly within the European Union, and Romania wants to get there. We are very much concerned because Germany closing down the borders for whatever reason, migration or politics. Let's remember that the two parties that were winning the elections a couple of weeks ago are anti-migration and are actually supportive of such measures as closing the borders. So for any reasons, Germany closing the borders means that Schengen is no longer functional. So that leaves an open question of whether we do have trade moving freely within the European Union and whether there is a chance for Romania, who has supported also Ukrainian trade moving from Ukraine to the world. Will Romania ever get into Schengen? Is there still a Schengen to get into, or what kind of an Europe are we moving towards? So this is more of the question in Bucharest right now, considering Germany has taken this position. It's not very much concerned about the Middle Eastern refugee flows, because we did not have that.
Antonia Călăbășanu in Bucharest, Romania, front lines. I'm John Bennett.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.